We, the defence, have shown that Joe Jackson should not be allowed to return to school. Although we believe that the new school rule was overly extreme, we can appreciate that it was clearly a knee-jerk reaction from the headmaster due to an escalating problem within the school. Nevertheless, rules are rules, and Joe clearly broke this rule. Allowing him to return to school would greatly undermine the headmaster's authority, which could easily aggravate a clearly already serious problem of violence within the school, therefore potentially putting more pupils at risk. We are unconvinced by the claims that Joe did not know about the new rule, even if he was absent from the class. If he is such a good student, as we have heard reports of today, then surely he would have asked someone what he had missed in the lesson. Furthermore, if he is as popular as we have heard reports of today, then why did none of his friends warn him about the new rule when he said he was going to bring a gun into the school? In conclusion, we believe that Joe acted knowingly against the new school rule, and though it is questionable whether the rule should have been put in place in the first place, now it has been made, it would be potentially damaging for the rest of the school to go back on the original ruling.